Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. This is Star. After the half hour, we will be taking calls. The phone number is 646-716-9663. And if you go to www.starfuentes.com, you can see my radio page. So tonight, I'm very pleased and thrilled to have someone who's been very important to me this lifetime with us. She's my publisher. Welcome, Jaylene Clark.
Hi, Star. It's fun to be here with you tonight.
Great. I'm so glad you could be here. We can talk about a lot of different things. The very first thing I want to talk about is your concept of what publishing is and can be is so different than other publisher's concept of publishing. Would you like to talk to me about that for a little bit?
Well, if we only have an hour, I'll try to be brief.
Okay. There's 2,500 words or less.
All right, 2,500 words or less. Well, the publishing industry has changed so much in the last 10 years. We've gone from a very elite group of people publishing books and a lot of scrutiny going into those books that are being published out there into the world, to access to technology that allows everyone to be able to publish their book. And in that mix, what my business partner Joanne and I identified is that there was something very, very important that was missing in the mix, and that was a place for visionary authors to be able to get the assistance that they need to write their works in an impeccable way and to be able to publish it without, you know, a corporate entity saying, oh, you can say this and, oh, you can say that. The visionary publishing end of things, I think, is, it's just very special to me. It's very sacred to my heart.
And you have a great number of very, very talented visionary authors, me included. There's something about your money structure. There's something you do with the publishing that is industry that is so much more graceful than most publishers do out there. And maybe you want to talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, the way that we structure things with Gather Insight is quite different. There's, you know, the traditional publishing. Gosh, we had one of our authors just a week ago that got the news that a publisher that she was going to was no longer paying any advances whatsoever. So that meant that it would be her, you know, investing in that book being published and then waiting for 24 months before it got published and then another 18 months before she got her first paycheck from publishing that book, which, you know, it's great to be able to have that sanction of a traditional publisher saying, yes, we want you and yes, we want your book, but it sure is a long time to wait for any kind of cash to come into you. And then there's the other kind of publishing, which is the self-publishing route, where you would pay someone a service fee for different things that they would do for you, and then they would help you get your book together and publish it out, and then you would find a distributor who paid you a different kind of structure than a traditional royalty. In trade publishing, you're going to get somewhere between 8% and 12% of net on each book that's sold. And in self-publishing, most of those programs are somewhere between 60 and 75% royalties. But it's really not royalties. What you're doing is you're paying that self-publishing house to distribute the book.
And print it.
Yeah, print and distribute. With Gather Insight, what we're doing that's different is most of the people that we work with come to us and say, oh my God, I have to write a book. It's in my soul. I know I have to write this book. I don't know where to start, but I know I've got to write this book. And so what we do with Gather Insight is we help them go, okay, so God told you you're supposed to write a book. Now, what are you going to write about? What is that thing? How do we structure it? How do we communicate that in an impeccable way? How do we take some of these wild, kooky, crazy, unbelievable, fantastic experiences that you've had and turn that into a story or a process or a method or a modality that other people can follow along with? And with the visionary, because they're visionary, they usually haven't written very much up to that point. So with Gather Insight, what our specialty is to work with these people and help them articulate those things.
And you've done a very, very good job with it. And I really, really enjoy you as being a mentor and friend and, you know, being able to critique me in an honest way. And it's so disconcerting to me when I'm doing something very spiritual and I've done my work and I learned it from somebody, and when somebody doesn't like it because this might plug people in or change this, and you're so attuned to the spiritual that you know that it's very important to get not only the verbal message but the energetic content to the buyers of the book. And many, many years ago, and up until I started working with putting downloads and different things into my books, I never heard of energetic content. And you and I coined that word, I think, several years back. And it's about the energy you put into it along with what the words are. So, for example, if I teach a class, I may read 13 to 40 books on the class, but the class may only be a day long, and as you sit in my presence, as you read my books, you're going to get all the energetic content that I learned with my teachers and by reading from reading my book, and that's because of the quality of the paper, the quality of the spiritual process, the respect given to you to me by my as my publisher. So I love working with Gather Insight. So people, if you go to www.storfuentes.com and go to the radio page, our code word today is EXPO. Enter it and get a free e-gift.
Beautiful. And we're going to that expo together. We're going to the Universal Light Expo in Columbus, Ohio, on October 12th and 13th. And you and I will be there, and there's some other messengers from Gather Insight that will be there too, along with a lot of other people. And I'm going to have a lot of fun because I get to teach about the journey of the visionary author at this conference. It'll be the first time that I've taught a group on this subject. I've done my thing with individuals, but now I'm going to teach an entire group. So that'll be fun, a new experience for me.
Oh, that will be. Group teaching is interesting, and mentoring is another way of being it. Tell me, Jaylene, tell me some of your experiences with some of your authors that gave you some big ahas in your spiritual path.
Oh, gosh. Well, see, that started all the way back at my time with Council Oak Books. Those kind of things started occurring for me as soon as I went into publishing. And publishing wasn't my first career. I was the rejected author before I went into publishing. And my whole idea when I first went to work with Council Oak was that I was going to spy and figure out how to be a successful author. But little did I know that God had another plan for me, and he wanted me to learn about publishing, not just about being an author. So when I went in to work there, I was exposed to some really brilliant spiritual teachers. One of them was Joseph Riel, who has built the peace chambers all over the planet. And he has quite a following, and he's Tiwa. And so he did some pretty magic stuff with me, and it helped me start to see who I was and what I was to do. And then when I was working with Don Miguel Ruiz on his book, The Toltec Prophecies, that was my very, very first woo-woo experience as an editor. And I say woo-woo intentionally. I didn't realize what was happening to me. It's something like a state of channeling that you go into, but this book, The Toltec Prophecies, that I was working on with him, actually started to communicate with me, and it started to tell me, because I had to go through his other book, Beyond Fear, and find the material that upheld those concepts that were inside The Toltec Prophecies. And that book guided me. Turn to this page, Jaylene, and Beyond Fear. Turn to this page, and Beyond Fear. All the way throughout, it was a magic experience, and that was my very first time as a woo-woo editor.
Wow. Wow. You've had some interesting episodes and interesting experiences. So books talk to you. And if somebody's writing can talk to you. I know I've had certain books talk to me. I remember reading Alice Bailey's 21 books, and the sentences are about two paragraphs long, and I realized that it wasn't the sentences, it was what was in between the sentences. Your mind kind of drifted off in this long sentence. All of a sudden, this energy would come into me, and the book would start talking to me. And I found that the very first time that I actually got energetic content from a book, where I got beyond the words, I got an energy. Later on, I tried to teach a class on the 21 Alice Bailey books, but I don't think anybody had read all 21 at that point in time, so only one of my friends showed up.
Well, one of my very earliest experiences was in first grade with my gray-haired teacher named Mrs. McGillicuddy, and she was teaching us how to read, and she was very profound in my life, very profound teacher, and I was sitting there, you know, just 6 years old, 5 years old, something like that, trying to read Jack and Jill, that little nursery rhyme, and I was reading it really, really slow, and she yelled at me. She said, Jaylene, you've got to be Jill falling down the hill to understand her story. Did she skin her knees? Was she embarrassed? That was, I mean, I still get goosebumps talking about her because that is the key to it. You've got to be the author inside the book. You've got to be the book inside the book, understanding the experiences and seeing what that story is not telling you. And then I can come back to the authors that I work with and say, well, hey, what about this? And hey, what about this? Or whoa, you know, that's a little bit too much there. You know, what if we come at a different angle for that? So Mrs. McGillicuddy was awesome.
Oh, wow. This is, you know, it's amazing the little things that we remember that changed our lives, but it has to be 20 years ago for us to see it that way, you know, or more.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Publishing, I mean, people write books, and I have acquaintances that have books that are on 47 or 147 slips of paper. I have people, acquaintances who have books that seven books started and they never get past a certain point with them. I have people who get blocked for years, and people tell me, I'm working on a book for 22 years, and I go, great, what chapter are you on, two? How do you handle these different things that come up in an author's way, like maybe not the block, maybe the disorganization, maybe the place you want to go in the book is where you're not there yet. How do you handle this with your authors?
Oh, there's a couple of different ideas that come up for me when you ask that question. The one I think that is most prevalent is that, in particular with a visionary or spiritual author, that book that you're wanting to write, that you've spent 20 years trying to get it down on paper, is actually a piece of your soul. It's an integral part of your soul. That dream of becoming an author, that dream of finishing the book, is so integrated into your soul that there's a part of you that is afraid if you take it out of your soul, you will no longer be whole. That's the biggest block there is. It's totally subconscious. It's on a different level. It's not a mental thing. It's not a logical thing, but it is a soul-based fear of letting go of that. And the authors in particular that I've worked with that have this thing that's happening to them, you know, it goes one more level. When they finally do get that book out of their soul, then they need some spiritual nourishment afterwards, because they have taken a piece of their soul and they put it into a book, and that piece of their soul is traveling out into the world in the hands of other people who are touching it and affecting that book as it goes out into the world. It's a pretty interesting dynamic. So when I'm working with authors who are going through this, I do some different things with them to help them heal that hole, to help them bring other things in, to help them maybe bring other elements of their soul contract in to fill that void that's within them. But that's the big key. And the other big key about that that I've seen in authors that I've worked with long term is when they have that occur, wherever their vulnerability is, you know, be it, you know, maybe, you know, I've seen a few spiritual teachers who maybe weren't in great sexual integrity or financial integrity, and those blocks will come in. So they'll come out with this amazing book that teaches these brilliant spiritual concepts that starts to change the world, and suddenly they turn into a jerk.
Well, because if you're not in integrity, all that energy out there amplifies what your next lesson is, right?
Right. Well, if you haven't dealt with the vulnerability inside of yourself before you get that book out into the hands of a lot of different people, you're going to be susceptible to that vulnerability, and it's going to come up like a big, huge, flaming, fire-breathing dragon.
Oh, my God.
And it's not
pretty.
I
should write another book to deal with chocolate. But it's really interesting how I've seen people get money or become an author or have something successful, and they're at this great vibrational level, and then they forget that we all have to keep moving and we have to work on our stuff. And I have seen raging egos, and I have seen egos that are so deflated after writing a book, and I've seen normal people. Now, what is your website, and where can I find and buy some books that you have published?
Oh, just go to gatherinsight.com, and we have so many things on the website. We have all of our wonderful books. We have the most amazing messengers. Every one of them are special in their own right. Every one of them has something to offer that I believe has been very much missing in the world. We also have audios and classes that are available on the site. We have ebooks available on the site. And then we have a section that's called Fresh Insights, where we have lots of free articles. Actually, we're up to 600 articles on the website now, which is really fun, by all of our different messengers. So there's lots of stuff on Gather Insight for you to find.
And some of your authors, the only place you can get the books is Gather Insight. You can't get them on Amazon or at a bookstore. And that is a real interesting situation. Does that really work for you and them? I find it does for me.
Well, it does. It does. You know, for one thing, it allows us a place to be able to harness that energy, so to speak, so it's not going through the hands of tons of different people before it gets out to the people. That's one level of it, and that's just on an energetic level. But on another level, one of the directives that I received when we started to build the plan and the model for Gather Insight was create a relationship with the people who are buying your books. So if we were to sell our books through Amazon or to a bookstore somewhere, we would not know the names of the people that we sell our books to. And that was the directive for Gather Insight: create relationships. The relationships create other communities that are out there. And just keep doing what you're doing, and things will build from there. And it's worked very well for us. And we've also had one of our authors, Alexandra Parnas, has transitioned her book from Gather Insight. And then it was appropriate for her to move to a traditional publisher. So we sold the rights to a traditional publisher and brought that out into the world in a greater way. And when we did that, because we didn't compete with the marketplace, it made it so much easier for us to make a deal with the publisher when that was time. And it was fresh in the market to all the buyers that hadn't seen the book before. And so it gave it more of a chance to have success in the marketplace because we weren't competing there yet. We were doing our job, and our job is to go direct to consumer. Our job is to nurture the messengers and the visionaries that we're working with, to help them to create the best work that they can, and so it will be in a timeless way. And then if it should transition out into the traditional marketplace, then we're fresh when we come out there, too.
That's so wonderful. I always get a giggle because I get paid monthly. And the other thing that I get that I don't get from my other publisher is I get a list of names of everybody who bought my books. And I find that, like, oh, this person from this country. Oh, from this. Oh, yeah, I remember that person. They were in a class 10 years ago. And it's so empowering for me as an author, number one, not having to wait a year to get paid, and number two, to get that the name and address of the person who bought my book. It's, you know, I can look at that and send them each a little blessing and, you know, some gratitude, and I just find this such a wonderful way working with you and your level of integrity. Now, early on in our relationship, I did a book, and we took a real big risk because the book was priced at $110. And you and I said, oh, my God. And we sold it, and we sold it till we published two more books at $110. And I'm so impressed that instead of getting $1 or $2 per book, how much do I get for that book?
Quite a bit.
It's a big percentage. I think it's like $70 I get every time that book is sold. So Jalene and Gather Insight doesn't gouge you. They don't. My relationship has been very fair. The money, the cash. I pick up the phone and call you. I got a question, or I got an idea, or here's my friend. They've written a book. Talk to them. And Jalene and you and your partner always take time away from your schedule and nurture the relationships I have. Also, tell them, oh, that's not good. Work some more on it. We want to work with you. You need this and that. And my other publisher doesn't even talk to me. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, we went out to dinner once, and the end. You know?
Well, I think what most people don't understand about trade publishers, and I've heard Joanne Deck, who's my business partner with Gather Insight, I've heard her say that most people don't understand that traditional publishers are a manufacturer of product. They're not a manufacturer of ideas. They're not a nurturer of spirits. They are, you know, they're not those things. They're a manufacturer who wants to move the goods that they have to sell. And so having a relationship with the authors is sometimes seen as a necessary evil, so to speak. But they'll only tolerate you well if you are selling a lot of books. And otherwise, you know, they're off to the next tangent from there. But they're not creating relationships.
I feel like, you know, like I'm the mother of the book and you're the grandmother, and you take just as much care of my books as I do, any different care. Because, you know, grandmas always spoil their kids.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give a little plug here. After the half hour, Jalene and I will be taking questions. We'll confirm something for you. Get to talk to Jalene for a few minutes about your book or your book idea. Ask me a question, a psychic question. The number is 646-716-9663. And Jalene, what is your website or your publisher's website?
It is gatherinsight.com, G-A-T-H-E-R. INSIGHT.com.
and so many wonderful books and so many sections. I think I've written 10 or 20 things for the article, if not more section, and there's whole 600 things to do. We even have a treasure map and word search and tests and articles from lots of people. You can get on that website and read stuff for 10, 14 hours. It's really an educational piece that you provide that most people don't, which I like that. I like that, that people can go and learn. It's not three paragraphs about each book and three paragraphs about each author, you know. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's impressive.
Well, I love our articles that we have on Gather Insight, and I watched the messengers in the last, as we founded Gather Insight in 2009 as a dream vision, and then we watch our messengers as they write these articles, and they write more articles, and they write more articles, and you can just see their evolution occurring. So I find that to be a lot of fun.
I do, too. We got a few minutes before the station break. Any tips for visionary, spiritual authors that right off the top of your head for all people listening out there who have the vision to publish a book? Any tips for us?
Yes, be very careful in the marketplace right now. The big change in publishing that's going on is that there's one major source for self-publishing, and they are being hired by the major publishers to create these imprints, these self-publishing imprints. So there's a new thing that's happening in publishing right now where an author will get rejected from a traditional publishing house, and suddenly, as an answer to their prayer, this self-publishing entity comes in and says, oh, you know, for $50,000 we'll publish your book, and they go off and do it, not realizing that that publisher who has rejected your material has given your name to another part of their company. So trade publishers are making money off of rejected authors. Watch out.
Okay. What else? What about the writing process and getting it down and getting it organized? What kind of tips do you have there?
For the writing process and for getting organized and for putting it down, if Spirit has spoken to you, if God has spoken to you and said, sit down and write this right now, follow that direction, no matter what else is going on in your life. Even if it seems like it's an inopportune moment, those moments, maybe it's 10 minutes, maybe it's 15 minutes, you won't believe the brilliance that comes out of you when you sit down and you take that direction from Spirit or God to sit down and write it. So as that energy is coming into you and you've got that inspiration, follow the flow and don't judge yourself while you're writing. There's a lot of people out there that can help you smooth anything out. What's important is that you get out of you what is in your soul and what is in your heart to be able to teach.
That's really, really important. And one of the things I did the very first time I wrote a book is I edited myself to death. You know, I was like on the 17th or the 20th editing before I even wanted to send it out. And I had, you know, 10 friends edit it too. So that's not our job. Our job is to get that material out there. Somebody else will take care of that, correct?
Yes, there's people that can help you take care of those things. And Gather Insight is you know, very specific in working with visionary authors. And there's other people that can work with different kinds of authors beyond the visionary. So, you know, we might not be right for everybody, but for the visionary, we're a really good fit because we understand the processes that they go through because we are also visionaries.
I think it's really, you know, really interesting. Call your publisher and you're in and say, what were you doing? Wow, you know, I had this great angel talking to me today, and you're, I'm like, cool. This is not a conversation that we would have with most publishers. So, as an author, being involved with someone who is very spiritual themselves, who lives in an integrity, in a publishing integrity that is different than most of the publishing houses, is a real, real good feel to me, is a real good fit to me. And we'll be coming up on the break here in just 1 second. And after the break, you can call us at 646-716-9663. So just take a deep breath. Good.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
And if you go to www.starfuentes.com and go to the radio show page and enter the magic word expo, we have a free e-gift on joy for you. A free e-gift on joy. Of course you'll get on my mailing list. Of course you'll get some wonderful material. And we're going to be at an expo together. What is that, Jaylene, and when is that? Oh, she's disappeared into the ethers. So, take a deep breath, and we're trying to get her back here. So we will be in Ohio, and we will be at Delight Expo. So Jaylene and I will be there. Please come and see us. All right, so I guess we'll be taking callers at 646-716-9663. And I want to talk about Gather Insight Publishers, www.gatherinsight.com. It was a wonderful experience for me, dealing with Jaylene as my publisher. It was an easy piece of work. It was a relationship that developed where we have become friends. So take a deep breath, and we're trying to get our technical stuff in gear here and find Jaylene again. All right. So Gather Insight has a wide variety of spiritual books, and people who have taken their vision, taken their spiritual teachings, everything from angels to sacred geometry, have taken their spiritual wisdom and knowledge, written it on paper, and made it accessible to you. I found that working with Jaylene was rather easy, that it was really appropriate to deal with her. So let's see if we can get a call there at 646-716-9663. All right, waiting there. So still experiencing some technical difficulties. Well, I'm looking at the energy right now on this planet Earth and all the chaos that is supposed to be brought into order. And I am wondering how this chaos is represented in my own life and how this order that we need to achieve, this energy we need to achieve on planet Earth, is represented in my life. I'm not going to sit back and say, oh, look at all this stuff that needs healing. Why do people do all this? I'm going to start writing.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm back, Star.
Yay. I was talking
about
you. I
went off into the vortex.
I know. The vortex is a very interesting place to be.
It is.
Sometimes it can bring up all sorts of fears, and sometimes it's wonderful for peace and silence. All right. 646-716-9668. Jaylene, tell me, what was like the biggest insight you've gotten for yourself by being a publisher? Not necessarily through a client, but by working in the publisher world and coming in with such a different paradigm than most publishers have.
Oh, well, gosh, the biggest single insight would be pretty tough. I guess it would be, you know, the biggest personal insight is what it feels like when you're doing precisely what you were supposed to do and what you plan to do before you were born, and what that feels like, because it's pretty brilliant. You know, you can look at all sorts of things in your life and come up with reasons why you shouldn't do what you are doing, reasons why you're not qualified, and then you can turn around and look and say, well, you know what? I had my training before I was born, and I'm in the perfect place now.
But then also you did your training. You worked with another publisher. You wanted to write a book, you know, so you know that desire that all of the authors have. You worked with a publisher. You worked with a bunch of authors. So you did your homework before you even got to Gather Insight. So sometimes what we're supposed to do happens, but we still have to make choices that lead us to that place, and then it feels good.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, every part of it is necessary that you go through. So in the very beginning, when I had the desire to be an author, I went through the angst of rejection. And then I was able to go inside and see why I was rejected and how the whole system works. And then I could also see where the system wasn't functioning and where there was a need in the marketplace. And that's when Gather Insight came to be, to fulfill a need.
Yes, and for me, being a spiritual, energetic, psychic channeler, intuitive healer, and to be able to sit down and tell you, you know, it's like I can't get words to it. There's no words on planet Earth for it, but it feels like this, smells like this. And you go, snap, 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 well, how about this word? How about you look at it or feel it from this angle? For me to be able to brainstorm with somebody who's not an English major, but I'm saying who's someone who could grasp my concepts and turn them around for me so I could look at them and feel them differently was really impressive for me working with Gather Insight.
Thank you.
So is there anybody, any new book right now that you have? What's up on the table? What just came out?
Oh, my gosh, we've got two books that just came out. One, Nina Brown, and you had her on your show a couple of weeks ago, I believe it was, just a week ago. She is just a dynamo. She is just fantastic and, you know, spreading this message, and I'm watching her grow with it, to know thyself as divine and to be able to access that state of being through Principles of STAR, which are surrender, trust, allow, and receive. So we've just released her book, and it's moving out there into the world in extraordinary ways. And she started on her second book now. And then the other author that we just published is, his name is John Jones, and his book is Enter the Era of Empowerment, Self-Sovereignty in a Complex World. And this book is technical in some ways, and it's also spiritual and visionary in other ways, because John takes a look at discernment from first the level of international, national, government level, all the way down to the microcosm of the individual and karmic patterns that affect the individual, and then back the other way. But he's looking at self-sovereignty and applying that language along with discernment in these concepts that are just brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. Very, very clear and clean.
John has been a friend of mine for years, and he's a wonderful, wonderful man and very articulate and very detailed. So it's well worth a good read for all of you. So, Jaylene, when are you going to write your book?
Well, I've co-written many, many, many books. But I get to be the behind the scenes girl on those things and in helping other people along that journey. In this last year, I've co-authored two books, one with Diane Ely on Your Creative Soul. And that was a brilliant experience to go through because she was insistent that I put my name on it along with her. And that was a very different feeling for me because it brought me back to my original vision was I want to be an author. And then here I am, all these books and all these years later, putting my name on a book, and it just felt very odd. So, you know, that was pretty fantastic. But I'm sure there'll be more to come from me. I'm on this thread of thought about the special needs of visionary authors and how to help them walk through that process. And so many of the things that I'm working on right now have to do with that. And there might be a book in it.
I'm sure there are, and you have several articles on www.gatherinsight.com that talk to the authors directly and that you've authored that give us hints and give us states to be in that is very, very helpful to read. Now, I'm not understanding why we're not getting any calls tonight, but 646-716-9663. If you want to publish your book, talk to Jaylene right now. She'll either say yes, no, show me the book. Give us a call at 646-716-9663.
Hey, Star.
Yeah.
I got your first caller.
Okay.
Hey, Anonymous, you're on with Star.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
How are you doing? I'm Anonymous.
Hi, sweetie. How can we be of service to you?
I just wanted to talk to you and ask you a question and see what you thought about it. Do you think that I will have another child come into my life soon?
Another what?
Child.
It's yes, no, yes, no, yes, yes. So there are decisions that you will make down the way where if you follow one path, it's going to look like it and it's not going to be. You follow another path, it's going to look like it, it's not going to be. But the third path, if you follow that path, it's going to look like it and it's going to be. So you have one of those crossroads where you have to be very, very discerning about your thoughts, your actions, and your deed. Because even though all of them look like it and feel like that that's going to happen, there is one path that will actually let it happen in reality. Does that answer your question?
It does. I just hope I make the right choice.
Correct. When you make the right choice, it will be there for you. But remember, some choices will look like, smell like, and feel like the right choice, but you need to use discernment. You need to feel it longer than, you know, a day to make sure it is the appropriate choice.
I understand. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Then I'll back
Lynn.
Go ahead.
Lynn, you're on the Star.
Yes, hi, Star. I was wondering if you could give me some insight on either how to or what spiritual path would be best for me to follow to start feeling connected again, and I don't feel much love in my heart, I don't feel consciously, spiritually attuned, and any recommendations or insight.
Yes, what did you want to be when you were a little girl or boy?
When I was really little, a doctor.
Okay, so your answer is this. It's got to be healing. So whatever type of healing you can do. And remember, healing is a thought, a look in somebody's eyes. It's listening. It's a hands-on technique. It's a touch. Healing can be coaching or counseling. And your dream, which is your soul speaking as a little child, was to be a healer. Maybe you didn't, the only word you had for that was doctor in your head, but you can go and be a healer now. You do put your hands on people, don't you?
No.
No?
No.
What do you put on people? Your voice? Do you listen to people's troubles? How is it that you're a healer right now?
Well, sometimes, yeah, listening, maybe listening. Sometimes talking, giving some advice.
Well, I think you should work on that, and I think you should work on expanding that, because usually the first dream that we really, really have, that is our soul speaking. And it's not like we're 6 years old and we want to be Barbie or fireman. It's when we hit that time just before our teens, when we're dreaming and through our teens. So the path for you was healer. Please.
Well, I used to be, and then I feel like all the energies got short-circuited because I was living in a place that just kind of drained the energies and tapped them. And so I don't feel I have that same energy flowing through me the same as it had been. I guess that was like the last time was like maybe 8 years ago.
Well, I read you as a healer. You may be right now not having the connection to Earth and Source. This is what you are. This is who you are. Do whatever it takes. Fast. Go be in nature. Do whatever it takes to reestablish that connection. Because once you have a connection, you can always have it. But sometimes it gets interrupted. So find a way back to being
okay.
A healer. And that is what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
Okay,
will
thank you.
Help?
Oh, it's always, you know, when people have the dream that I'm supposed to write a book and stuff, and then they start making a paycheck and having a salary and having a life, and it seems like they can't get back to it. But, you know, it's important, isn't it, Jaylene?
It is really important. You know, sometimes completing our book is like a soul contract wild card that we complete, that, you know, we're on the other side and we're making our plan for the life and we're like, hey, I'm going to write a book and I'm going to talk about this. And spirit guides are going, yeah, whatever, just throw it into the contract. She'll never do it.
And we end up doing it. And I think for me, that first copy of every other book, I have 6 or 7 books or something like that right now, first copy, holding onto that first printed copy, there's such a wind that goes through your soul, you know, a clearing, an aha, mm-hmm. Kundalini rising, whatever you want to describe it, when you get that first printed copy, it's amazing the energies that go through you. And I know you must feel it because you're always excited about sending the authors their first copy.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the best moments because those authors that have waited 20 years and been working on their book for 20 years, the experience that they have when they hold that book in their hand, oh, my goodness. I mean, it is just, I did it. Here it is, and it's real, and it's tangible, and I can hold it in my hand. And look, it's got all its pages. And, you know, it's just an amazing experience. Of accomplishment.
And where can I buy my books at your publishing house? What is the website?
The website is gatherinsight.com. And if you're interested in our books, click on the tab for the Insight Shop. And on the right-hand side, if you want to find all of Star's books, because she has quite a few with us, there's a tab that has just her name on it, Star Fuentes. Click on that, and you'll see just the things that she has to offer. She has several books and then a few audio classes as well, Activations for Lightworkers.
Great. And how many different authors do you have now, Jaylene?
We have 13.
13 different authors. That's really
mm-hmm.
good.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I think that's really important. And several of them have more than one book, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Good. good. So listen, people, if you want a free e-gift, go to www.starfuentes.com and go to the radio show tab. And then you'll see a little blank for the magic word. And the magic word is expo. And enter that word. And, of course, you're going to have to give me your email and get on my mailing list, and you'll get a free e-gift. Now, what expo are we going to both be at, Jaylene?
The Universal Life Expo in Columbus, Ohio, October 12th and 13th.
And it's like, what, $10 or $11 to get in or some ridiculously low amount compared to most expos?
It's $11 for one day, $20 for 2 days. And there are, I believe, 300 different booths that are there, 300 different people that you can talk with, get insights from, community to be with. They have the Tibetan monks there building sandcastles, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Sand mandalas, you mean?
Yeah, sand mandalas. Thank you.
And how many speakers?
I don't remember exactly how many speakers, but I believe there's over 100 speakers at least.
Wow. And this is like one of the biggest light workers conference in the United States, correct?
This is correct. There's about 10,000 people that come every year, and that conference is over 20 years old.
Wow. I can hardly wait to get there. Well, I guess I can wait to get there. So if you're listening and you have a spiritual manuscript, if you have a visionary manuscript, if you have a book that's been percolating, boiling gently, or in a pressure cooker inside of you, is there a place on the GatherInsight.com page where we can contact you, Jaylene?
Well, my email address is on the website. If you go to the messenger pages for Joanne and myself, you can find my email address there. But there's also a couple of articles that talk about who we are, what we do, and the things that we offer, and people's experiences with us. But if someone needs to email me, yeah, they can email Jaylene, J-A-L-E-N-E, at GatherInsight.com, and I'll be happy to talk with you.
Ooh, that's wonderful. Wow. I guess my lessons in working with you was, you know, the very first time you sent me a correction, I got a little ruffled. And then a part of me just said, let go and do it your way because this is your industry. And I think sometimes taking criticism, or if you have a sentence in your head that you've had in your head for 20 years, and your publisher needs you not to change the essence, but to change the words. And that's been really, really one of my glowing points working with you, Jaylene, is you've never, ever asked me to change the essence. Sometimes you've asked me to change the words or add more. So that's always felt great. And one time I said, I want to do a handbook. And you were like, what? And you came to my dome, and I had four tables full of pages, and each one had a different print of a hand, and I had taken and put my hand in oil and then printed it in finger paints, and then I had a scanner scan my hand, and I had all these different energy versions of my hand, and we put a sentence on one page and a place on the other page for people to put their hand on. And as people over the years have bought this book, they say, oh, this one's hot, this one's cold, this one gives me goosebumps, this one's, I can feel it down to my soul. And it's really interesting to watch different people feel different things for each of the handprints, but what's totally appropriate for them. So we're back to the place where, as you go through the publishing process with you and Gather Insight, that the energetic content, my downloads, the vibration I want to pass along stays It doesn't get whitewashed. It doesn't get chopped up. And I am very, very impressed working with you, and I don't impress very easily.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I remember those that day that you asked me to take a look at the handbook, and I wasn't quite getting it. And the other part of that story was I went home, and then in the middle of the night I was dreaming about it because we hadn't figured out what to call it. And you were telling me in the dream, it's the handbook. Get it? The handbook. And it was so simple, but it's so profound. I love showing that book to people and seeing what the reaction is to it.
And for me, being your friend, being able to talk to you through some bad times, good times, and busy times and not so busy times is such an important plus. And I know that you're friends to all of your authors. And dealing with the publishing company, and, you know, almost all the bookstores have disappeared. All the metaphysical, wonderful bookstores that were there for 20, 40 years have disappeared because mm-hmm. everybody's buying books online. And to have an intimate relationship with your publisher has been a gift to me. To laugh mm-hmm. and cry with you and, eat lunch with you and do all the things we've done together is a very, very important piece of the way you are and the way Joanne is and how you both take care of your publishing house.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's been quite a interesting journey alongside you, my dear. There's been some fun and wonderful and extraordinary, you know, things that have occurred. And then also just having the opportunity to be able to take the content that you have and put that into a book and have it still contain that same frequency. That's been a master's degree study program for me.
I imagine I'm quite challenging it, to say the least, at several different points in time in my life, maybe daily, but thank you. Thank you for having Gather Insight. Any other tips for all the wannabe authors or the people who've written three books, visionary books, and still haven't got them published? Any other tips for us?
Well, if someone has a book that they've been working on for many years, it's probably time to have someone else take a look at that for you and to give you an honest opinion on if that book was a bridge that was able to start to teach you how to write and articulate your ideas, and you need to put it to the side and start with something else because your life is somewhere else. When I work with the visionaries and we're able to find a book that already dovetails into all aspects of their life and what they're teaching and what they're doing and the work that they're doing out in the world, the book becomes a natural extension of them. And for those who've been trying to make that book fit into their life, they're going about it the wrong way. You don't make the book fit into your life. You make a book that fits your life. And then everything else flows into place for you because it's an integral part of your entire journey. It's an integral part of what you're teaching. It's an integral part of what you're sharing with the world.
Good. That's very good advice. So everybody take a deep breath and remember to go to www.gatherinsight.com. And most importantly about me, www.starfuentes.com. I teach about 400 different classes. I have several books out there. If you want a frank reading or an excellent healing, go to my website. The phone number is there. Yeah, 501-609-0660. We can schedule some time together. I taught my first class back in 1958. I will be 75 years old in January. So I've been around the block.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.
Are you there still?